Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back. It's 12 after the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. Always a pleasure to continue to be with you. I'm Jim Blasingame, and you're listening to the Small Business Advocate Show, and I'm glad you're here. I'm glad Charles Gosselin is here. Charles is a new friend. He's the author of a new book called Understanding Personal Security Risk, and it's a guide for business travelers. And Charles is a retired Central Intelligence Agency operative. And, yeah, he's one of those guys. And he's traveled the world on behalf of our government and to probably spend a lot of time observing and maybe even wandering around in the seedy underbelly of the world. He knows where a lot of the bad guys are and what they're up to. And you and I are fortunate enough to have access to what he's learned in this book. And I've asked Charles to join us and share some of his ideas with us on the show. Charles Gosselin, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much, Jim. It's nice to be with you. I am one of those guys.
I'm retired now,
long retired.
And so you're retired enough that they're not still looking for you? Is that what you're saying?
Well, I would hope not.
Yeah. So Charles, congratulations. And by the way, thank you for your service. And I thank you again for your book. Congratulations on getting it out so we can all benefit from your knowledge. I think my audience would like to hear a little bit about, if you wouldn't mind, what can you share with us about your career? Take a couple of minutes, share with us some things about your career, just enough so you don't have to kill us.
Well, I spent nearly 27 years in the service and with the agency, and retired about 10 years ago. Probably about 65 to 70% of that time was spent abroad and everywhere from Africa to in East Africa to parts of Asia, also in the Middle East, in Europe, Central and South America, and a few places in between. So spent a considerable amount of time in those places. So as a result, you end up absorbing a lot of security practices that become sort of second nature. And this is one of the things that I discovered that I think is of value to other people. So as a result, I've provided a few words of advice and some examples I think that will be helpful and keep people safe and secure in both hostile places in the world, but, increasingly in places that we don't think are so hostile. And
out on Main Street America, I tell my family, head on a swivel. Don't be stupid. Don't be naive. When you're walking around, even at home, I mean, head on a swivel. Pay attention to what's going on. What do you think?
I think that's a good piece of advice. I heard you mention that earlier. And, part of staying aware and situational awareness is very important. And people sort of think, well, how in the world do I do that? And part of that is real basic, and it's common sense. For one thing, if you're out and about, particularly on the street, you're in a strange place, sometimes not a strange place, take the earphones off from the iPod or the music. Keep your mind in the present tense. Stay aware of what's in front of you. I mean, those kinds of practical things just to keep in your mind and be aware of the people and surroundings and that sort of thing. And it will pay dividends because people take advantage of you when you're distracted, when you're tired, yep. When you're tuned out. And it's so easy for us to do that today, particularly with iPhones and intelligent media that can keep us distracted when we shouldn't be.
So, that's really good advice right here in America, ladies and gentlemen, but many people travel abroad and there are a lot of bad guys over there, and they're not necessarily organized bad guys, right? They just see you flashing bucks or that you look like a naive, giddy American, and they see all kinds of opportunity, don't they?
They do, and there is part of that is, you know, listen, the book has lots of good advice in it, but the bottom line for anyone traveling abroad or even here is to keep in mind some very basic principles before you leave the house. And that's prepare, detection, delay, deterrence, and defense. Those principles right there. If you organize your travel or where you're going around those, and you think about things that are important, yourself, you think about maybe your family, maybe you think about your data, those kinds of things, and organize the things you want to protect, the things you want to do around those principles, you're a big leg up on your personal security. And so that's
let's,
really
let's
important.
Do, let's take those one at a time. Prepare. What would you do to prepare?
Well, preparation means that, for instance, if you're going to a city in Europe, if you're going out to do some work in the Middle East, maybe you're going to Africa, maybe you're going to Chicago. A lot of times today, we rely very much on our GPS systems, on our iPhones, getting us around. I'm a little bit old school on this, but I think that you should commit a lot of where you're going, whether it's the hotel, the airport, the ring road, the place where you're going to have your meetings, et cetera. Commit those things to memory. That's the best place that they can be. Mm-hmm. And that means taking a little bit of time, and it doesn't take much time, to study the map of where you're going and get a good sense of where you're going and what you're going to do and the major roads and those sorts of things. And then, of course, thinking through the things that you need to take with you, whether it's your medications, et cetera, letting people know where you're going to go and when you're going to be back and the best contact numbers, memorizing numbers. And then, for instance, with cyber, making sure that you have a clean laptop. If you're going to a strange country or you're even going to a different city, making sure to back up your data and keep it separate at home, all of those kinds of things. That's preparation. I'll tell you, preparation is a really very big, important principle in traveling.
And also, you talk in your book about how to talk to each other about things, not to try to scare people or anything, but just be prepared how to talk to each other if somebody gets into a bind, right?
That's right. That's called, what you want to do is sit down with a member of your family, explain where you're going and why. And the reason that's important is because it gives you peace of mind in a bad situation and ability to react and do something instead of freeze up.
Charles, hold on to that thought. We've got to take a quick break, folks. We're going to be right back with Charles Gosling. We're talking about how to keep you safe. His book is called Understanding.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.